Hey, gonna throw out a question, and I have a reason for it, okay?
Okay.
When were you caught naked?
Oh, God. Listen, when you say you have a reason, does it mean that you were caught naked recently? That's typically what that means. I'm asking because of history.
Yesterday, yes.
So wait, this whole thing is just to make you feel better about you being caught naked, well, right?
And I don't mean like catching someone cheating or anything like that.
No.
Like you didn't know anybody was around.
This is accidental nudity.
Sure, exactly. Like over the weekend, my wife and I stayed at a hotel, right? So we're packing up, getting ready to leave, and I jump in the shower. Door to the bathroom is open because it's just my wife and I, right?
Uh-huh.
She's in the other area getting ready. As I'm getting out of the shower, housekeeping opens the door to the hotel room.
Gosh.
And the bathroom and the bathroom door being open is in direct line with the front door to the hotel room. So the housekeeper opens the door and like says housekeeping, looks over as I'm grabbing a towel quickly to put over myself.
Oh my gosh. What was the look on their face?
Well, we make eye contact and she goes, oh, sorry. And I was like, whoa. I said, whoa.
Wait a second. Don't they typically knock and then say housekeeping, but they just walked in and said housekeeping?
Apparently there was a knock. But we didn't
hear it.
We didn't hear it. And so she apologized, shuts the door. And thankfully, when we checked out, we didn't run into this same housekeeper on the way out. But yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So it was like, and I guess, you know, my wife and I were talking about it, we're like, well, why in the world would she have done that? And I was like, okay, well, it was 11:05. Probably checkout was at 11 o'clock. We didn't order at a late checkout. So we were a couple minutes after when late checkout
would
have
been.
You
were still naked at 11:05 and that's when checkout was?
Well, I was getting out of the shower.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't normally shower with clothes on.
Well, no, but that is typically, don't you, like when you know 11 o'clock is checkout, you're not hopping in the shower. Hour at 11.
Well, I didn't know exactly when checkout was, but apparently it was 11, and so at 11:05, housekeeping tries to...
They were Johnny on the spot. They got new people to get in there.
I know. They're like, we got to turn this over and get this ready to go for the next people, and then whoop, there I am, just right there. So
I guarantee you, though, you were probably the subject of a little gossip in there down in the laundry room, maybe?
Oh my gosh. Well, either that or the housekeeper was like, you know what? Here's my resignation. I don't get paid enough for this. Like, you know, and I had to like sit there and think, and I was talking to my wife about it, like the things that they must see.
Oh, sure.
On a weekly basis must be outrageous. Like whether or not you have cleaned hotels or maybe you're a housekeeper and you've cleaned houses and like what you've come across in your line of work has got to be things that you could probably write a book about.
Like confessions of a hotel housekeeper.
I know, right?
Yes, I'd read that. Man, I'd watch the movie, all of it.
I mean, so yeah, it was one of those awkward, like, she glanced at me, I glanced at her. I noticed that her eyes and my eyes didn't end up ever straying. Her eyes were locked on mine and mine were locked on hers.
But did they have to come up? Did they have to come up to meet your eyes?
Oh, gosh. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, maybe. Oh, gosh. I think I grabbed the towel in time. I think I did.
Okay. Did you get charged, though, for a late checkout?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, you better check your bill, sir. That could be a little double whammy there.
All right. So, anyways, if you've got a funny, I got caught naked story, I'd love to hear those. 502-571-9970. Just talking about housekeeper at a hotel I was staying at over the weekend, catching me naked as I was getting out of the shower.
But see, listen, you decided to hop in the shower at 11 when checkout is at 11.
Well, I know that now.
How did you not know that?
So, anyways, asking...
Pretty typical.
Do you have any accidental naked moments or maybe you're a housekeeper and have seen some stuff invite you to call in at 502-571-9970. Shannon says, I was in my room showering and didn't know my husband left the window open. Neighbor's kids playing. They saw me. I immediately freaked out. The boy waved. He's 8. Man, I'm telling you, when you are like an 8-year-old boy and you see that, either you're scarred or you're just like, whoa.
It's educational.
It is. It is. Yeah. You're like, whoa.
Whoa.
Mallory, so you have almost a housekeeper confession.
So when I was in college, I used to help a family friend who had a housekeeping business. Uh-huh. And we cleaned for a gentleman who was very wealthy. He was in his probably mid to late 50s, single man. And we would clean his house on Mondays and Fridays. Mondays, we would take down the pictures of his weekend girlfriend and put up the pictures of his weekday girlfriend.
Oh my gosh.
And on Fridays, we would take down the pictures of his weekday girlfriend and put up the pictures of his weekend girlfriend.
Oh my gosh. Mallory, that is wild.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. Yeah. And I mean, we found all kinds of stuff there.
Uh-huh. I could imagine. Wow. Thank you, Mallory.
Oh, I bet. Anthony just sent in a really good story. He said, when I was 20, I once went camping with my cousin on a friend's private property. Mm-hmm. It's in the valley in the middle of nowhere. No one was there except us. We went canoeing, jumped off swinging ropes one day, got back to our camp area. I'm headed over to line dry my swim trunks. Since no one was around, took off my trunks to hang them up as my clothes were 40 yards away in my tent.
Okay.
As I'm hanging my trunks, a family friend and their kids were driving down a gravel road that led right to us. We had no idea anyone else was coming to the property to hang out. I sprinted 40 yards naked to my tent to get my clothes. Hey, I was a little too late as they saw me sprinting. Had some good teasing moments that day with me.
Oh, that is fun.
I don't know what Anthony looks like, but I got a really good vision of
naked
a guy
cheeks running.
Naked,
yeah,
running.
Yeah, naked cheeks. Naked cheeks are running. Bethany, you worked at a hotel here in town.
I used to work at the front desk years ago and had a guest come up to me and was like, I just checked them in maybe 5 minutes ago. They're like, I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, you know, what's the problem? They're like, I just got into my room, and when I shut the bathroom door, there was poop smeared all over the back of the bathroom door.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm like, I'm sorry, come again? They're like, yes, poop. So, I guess when our housekeepers went in, they didn't think to, when they clean the bathroom, to actually shut the door. I don't know, but never in my life.
How does that even happen?
Wow. I just want to know who made that happen and why.
Yeah, valid, Bethany. So many questions.
How did they miss that when they were cleaning?
Wow. Okay. All right. Well,
check, so confused. Check, I have questions. You know.
So yeah, from nudity to confessions from a housekeeper. Yeah, this is where the show has kind of gone here as of late on 99.7 DJX.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.